Episode 455, top 100 countdown feedback. Dang it, why do I always make things a question? Let me do it again.
Who put a question mark on the teleprompter?
Episode 455, top 100 countdown feedback.
It still sounded like you wanted to say something else there.
I was going to say, like, a different explanation. Like,
feedback!
Period. Or explanation point.
I understand.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian Bringing Theology at Warp Speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
Yeah. You know who I am.
Yeah. We're here for this long-awaited feedback to a countdown we ran 4 months ago.
Sorry.
We knew we were going to get to it eventually.
We're going to announce contest winners today.
We're going to announce some winners. We're going to read some feedback. So the way I've done feedback over the last year, just to really for my own ease, is to not read on the air Facebook feedback because people have public access to that, and also not read feedback in abundance that comes from our website. So if you go to our webpage, we'll interact with you, and Ben or myself may say something in regards to your feedback.
Right.
But I don't always read on the air because, again, people have access to that. But what you don't have access to is emails. And I guess because Twitter is so short, I sometimes will read tweets as well.
That's
because
true.
It's not that big of a commitment on the air.
Yeah.
So that's what I have today.
Just related to the top 100
movies countdown.
Yeah. So if you're a new listener, you should probably go listen to that countdown first.
Yes.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. Should we also announce right now that they can start sending us in their picks for... Because we're going to take a spring break and a winter hiatus. So
summer break, probably.
Summer, yeah. Because that's when the little one is due to be born. What month is it?
June.
All right. So Ben's got a baby on the way, number 4 in June.
Yeah.
And we'll take a little summer break. So we're going to have 2 countdowns, but they're related this year. So right now, you can write us at feedback@thesci-fi-christian.com. Ben will explain how to do it here in a second with all the your rating system. But
can we put that off a week?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, just because I wasn't prepared with the rules.
I'll just do the same ones you did last year. It worked out great.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell them what to do, and then you can generally...
Do you want me to tabulate, or do you want you to tabulate?
Definitely you.
Okay, then they shouldn't send it to feedback. That doesn't go to me.
Oh, yeah. Ben@thesci-fi-christian.com. So the categories this year are top 100 sci-fi characters and, in conjunction, top 100 comic book characters. Now, you know, to be honest, we kind of separated this just because I wanted to, because I love comic books and I also love sci-fi movies, TV.
And we all know Batman's going to win the comic book one.
And I would definitely put a ton of comic book characters if it was just a huge all sci-fi list. So I wanted to separate it. Plus, we need to have 2 hiatuses this year. So it seems like this is a good year to split those up. So, Ben, why don't you just tell them how we did it last year for the movies, and then maybe that will give us some clarification on what they can do for this year.
Okay, so we wanted you to send in...
20, right?
You could send in up to 20. Your numbers 1 through 10 had to be ranked.
Yep.
So you have to send in 10.
At least.
At least 10. And then you can add up to 10 more runners-up unranked in any order. So the ranked ones, like number 1, will get, say, 10 points. Number 2 will get 9 points, and so on and so forth. And then all your runners-up might get a half a point or something like that. So I guess we can just go ahead and do that. Send them in. Which ones should they send in first?
Both. I want both lists right away. Because let's say...
Oh, my goodness.
Because let's say that they're like, oh, I'll just do the comic book one now, but then they never come back and do the other one. We just want to... Let's capture both.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, but then we can probably open it up again later in the year for whichever one we...
Yeah, definitely.
...don't do, in case we have new listeners.
Right, yeah. So if you're listening right now, just send both lists, and the big... So I don't know which one we'll do in the summer. Probably comic books. Knock that one out, and then we'll do the main character ones...
Right.
...toward the end of the year.
But, now, by comic books... Maybe we should... That might need a little clarification, because there have been Star Wars comic books, so should I send in Darth Vader on which list?
I get what you're saying. Let's stick with... And just in the same way, Batman's in movies.
Right.
But let's stick with if they originated in comic books.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, come on. You know, just use your common sense, everyone. In Star Wars, Luke Skywalker is not a comic book character.
Right. Like, I don't want to say just superheroes, because there's good comic book characters that aren't superheroes.
And there's superheroes that aren't in comics.
Right, and there's maybe you want to do a villain. So I don't want to just say superheroes, but you get the idea. Comic book characters.
Right.
So, yeah, heroes, you know, good guys, bad guys on both lists, doesn't matter.
Well, don't add anybody from Heroes.
Nobody from Heroes.
Yeah, exactly. No. Please.
But a hero is okay.
Yeah, and don't everybody be jerks and just look up the Heroes cast list and send in 1 through 20. If you do that, I'm throwing out your ballot.
That one does not count.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If anybody does it as a joke, it's not making the list.
That's true.
So that's this year's two countdowns, top 100 sci-fi characters and top 100 comic book characters. You only have to send in 20. Ben will tabulate them and we'll do the countdown later this year.
That's right.
I think that sounds great.
Yeah.
So send them to ben@thescifichristian.com. All right. Well, last year we did top 100 sci-fi movies.
So are we going to wait till the end for the winners?
Yeah, winners at the end.
Okay.
We had a couple episodes where we did all the runners up that Ben presented to us. So these are any movies that got even one vote, we just briefly discussed.
Right.
And then we dove in and ranked them all. the feedback that we have today, I'm just going to be honest, is mostly from just two people.
Oh, my.
But they sent in multiple things.
Okay.
There's a few, a few others, but so we just dive in. I'm going to read one message from Shane, who wrote two long emails, and then all the rest are tweets. So I'll read his first long email, which I've already edited, and then we'll go from there. All right. Shane says, I was listening to the 100 Sci-Fi Movies Runners Up Part 1 podcast, and I was very disheartened to hear that neither of you are familiar with a 1981 classic Dragon Slayer. Full disclosure, I think I'm the one that voted for it, but it's been a while, so I'm not sure. Don't be fooled by it being called a Disney movie. It was a co-production with Paramount, according to Wikipedia, and in any event, it does not feel like a Disney movie, as it has some relatively graphic violence and action. I highly recommend you check out the Wikipedia page and see if it is something you might be interested in seeing. Can't recommend it enough. A word of caution, however, to modern viewers, the first half or so may seem a bit slow, but stick with it. Later parts of the movie definitely make up for it. All right, Ben, you've got the Wikipedia page up, and what do you think? Is this a winner?
Well, I don't know. I haven't read it all yet. I am nervous because it's a Disney movie, and that automatically knocks it down several points if Disney is associated.
Shane says, don't worry about that.
Well, I am worried about it, Shane.
While you're looking that up, here's another one. Simon writes in through his Twitter handle, Real Parables, and says, The Adventures of Buckaroo Bonanza. Nope, sorry, Buckaroo Banzai. Wow, this is a weird title. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. Classic. Better than title and the description implies. I don't think I'll check it out still, but I'm glad to hear that's better than the title.
Oh, should I? By the way, maybe this is a fortuitous time as you're talking about what you want to check out and what you don't. I don't know if I'm going to add all of the runners up on there, but in addition to finally getting the list up onto our website this week, which I promise
you're talking about our list of top 100 sci-fi movies as voted on by the listeners.
Yes. I'm also going to make a list on Letterboxd, which if you're not familiar with Letterboxd and you haven't joined yet, Letterboxd, LetterboxD, leave out the finally.com. It's kind of like Goodreads for movies. You can follow me and Matt. I am thoroughly enjoying Letterboxd, but one of the cool things on their lists is that you can do this list and it will tell you, like, if there's 100 movies, you've seen 25% of them,
right,
which is easy to calculate on your own when it's 100, but, you know.
Yeah, that's that cool. So you're going to make a list.
I'm going to make a list. And you can, like, if you set your settings on there, you can have it so that it grays out the ones you've seen.
Okay.
So then it's really easy to scroll through and be like, oh, I've seen that. And, oh, these are a bunch I haven't seen. So you'll be able to compare what you've watched with the Sci-Fi Christian list.
Okay. I don't want to do the hard sell because I realize you're the one that's doing this work. But a part of me would love to see the runners up on a separate list.
Yeah.
But
let's see how long it takes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't take too long because I've done some lists on my Letterboxd account already.
I want to make a list.
Yeah,
what are your lists that you've made?
Well, I've been watching through the Criterion Collection. You know how they're numbered?
No,
like every movie in the collection is numbered.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I think, would you be interested in doing an episode on what the Criterion Collection is? Don't tell me about it now, then, because I had just mentioned somebody. Okay, when I was telling somebody Ben might come with us to see Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
I said, but just be warned, he sometimes hates these types of movies. So
I like how You have to give people a disclaimer.
And so then they asked, well, what does he like? And I said, well, like things like Inception, Prestige. And I just realized I'm naming all the Nolan movies, so I tried to think of something else. And I was like, and the Criterion Collection.
Yeah.
And they said, what's that? And I said, I don't know, a list of good movies.
Yeah.
So I want to know what the Criterion Collection is.
Well, maybe I should just finish this one part so that the point makes sense. So, like, every time they release a movie, there's a number on the DVD or Blu-ray spine. So they just released number 800. So there's 800 of them.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea it was that many.
Yeah. So I'm watching, like, I have a bunch, but then I'm also trying to get them in order because I have my collection. I have them arranged by spine number.
You have 800 movies?
No, I don't have them all yet.
Okay.
Someday. But so, like, when I finish 1 through 10, then I made a letterbox list that had my rankings of those 10. And then I finished 11 through 20. I just finished 21 through 30.
That is awesome. Yeah. I gotta go check out your list. That's so cool.
Yeah, you gotta go check it out.
Let's talk more about this. You probably will repeat that point on
right,
that
episode. So a little teaser.
I want to learn about this Criterion Collection.
Or like people have put up, you know, another list is like the Sight and Sound top 100, 250 movies of all time. It's one of the most prestigious top movies list.
Okay.
So like I went on there and looked at somebody did a letterbox list of that, and I was looking at that, and I've seen 60 something of them.
Yeah, letterbox is pretty cool. I don't think I use it to its fullest extent. Like Goodreads, I use really well.
But yeah, I miss the Matt Anderson reviews.
Yeah, so Letterboxd, again, Letterboxd. I just, for my reviews, I just like to catalog who have I seen this movie with. So, or like, in that particular viewing. So, when you and I go see Batman v Superman, I'll put the date I saw it at theater with Ben and whoever else comes with us.
See, what I've been doing is just as soon as I finish a movie, I sit down and just any thoughts I have, I just type them out, kind of stream of consciousness.
That's what I do for Goodreads, basically. Yeah. I love Goodreads.
Yeah.
Go to that too if you like books. All
so
right.
Anyway, there's going to be some letterbox lists.
Okay, I love
that'll
that.
Be fun because you'll be able to see at a glance. You'll have to go through and like select which ones you've watched. But once you do that, at a glance, you'll be able to see how many you've seen of the Sci-Fi Christian list.
That is awesome. All right, here's another one from Simon. He says, I totally use your movie commentary idea. I feel like it would turn into Mystery Science Fiction Christian Theater 3000.
Yeah.
So that's about us doing a commentary on Metropolis.
Right.
Now, have you watched Metropolis yet?
Not yet.
I know you said you might watch it before we do our commentary episode.
Because I don't want to watch it on an iPhone.
Okay. No, iPad.
Well, still.
So you'll watch it, and when we do the commentary episode, it'll be my first viewing.
I did watch Fritz Lang's M this last week.
All right.
Which was his first sound movie.
Interesting. One more tweet and then we'll do something else. Maybe we'll want to give a winner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Matthew Robertson, our good friend on Twitter, says, absolutely hate District 9. Can't lay my finger on it. Just hate it. Oh. You know, I know you like that movie, right?
Yeah, I only saw it in theaters, but I enjoyed it.
I kind of agree with him. I don't hate it. Not to that same extent, but I don't really like it, but I can't tell you why I don't really like it. I just think it's okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear one winner. How many winners are we giving out tonight?
Well, so there's the books contest that I screwed up. I have a winner for that.
Okay.
And then I have for the
second place.
There's a tie for second place.
Oh, this is great. So let's just quickly talk about that. So the contest for the top 100 sci-fi movies countdown was this. After we had already got the votes, we then asked people, don't send us the top 10 that you voted for. Send us the top 10 that you think the fans as a whole voted for.
Right.
And you gave points at each level, just like you do for the tabulation process. By amazing coincidence, I won.
Yeah, and you were not involved. You had no way of knowing.
Right. And since then, I have kind of felt a little bit bad about me. The prize is still right there. I haven't claimed it for myself yet. I had thought about it's
well, you should claim it for yourself.
Well, I might talk to the winners here and see.
Okay.
But now that it's a tie, I was going to announce this on the air that I was going to reach out to the winner and see who wants this, but it's a John Carter book prize package.
We could flip
a
coin, and we could give the other one something
else. How about if we reach out to them and see if they're both interested? And if they are, we'll have to flip a coin. But if only one is, then they can just have it.
Okay.
So it's a prize package, including some books from the John Carter series and a couple toys from when the Disney movie came out, I think.
Because my other idea for a prize that I also wasn't going to do because I didn't want to buy two of them.
Right.
Was one of the movies in our list that I had not seen at the time. What I have seen and as a masterpiece is The Seventh Seal.
Oh.
And I was going to buy a copy of that for the winner, and then it turned out to be a tie. So I wasn't going to do that, but we could do that for one of you.
How about this? How about if I offer them this box of stuff?
Yeah.
Or I'll buy them a movie from my list.
Yeah,
not Seventh Seal. Okay. I'll pick something.
Well, Seventh Seal's a pretty good movie.
I mean, so that's what's happening. So we're about to announce the tied winners, and they're going to get either a movie from one of us.
Right.
Or a box of John Carter stuff. And if they don't claim the John Carter stuff, my hands have been washed of this. I tried, and I'm keeping it. And then I'm going to sell the books and make money for our water fund that we're raising money for.
I like it.
Which you can go to. You can support this water fund at onedayswages.org/thescificristian. All right, Ben, let's hear those winners.
The winners are...
I can do that.
Oh, sorry. That was my attempt at a drum roll.
So, second and third place.
Brian Kozer and Alan Rainey.
Whoa! Congratulations!
Yay!
So, do you still have my point level and how much ahead of them I was?
I'd have to look it up again, but you were still quite a ways ahead. You obliterated the competition.
I just know our listeners. I have my hand to the pulse of what the listeners like.
So we'll do this again with the same contest. Yeah. We might even announce the results sooner next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Brian and Alan tied. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. All right. Well, I'll be able to reach out to both of them, or do you want to?
Well, how about you do it and you copy me?
Will do. All right.
Well, do you have their emails?
I do. Well, okay. Facebook. Oh. Congratulations, you guys. Great job on guessing.
Yeah, you guys are heck of a guessers.
All right, let's do another email from Shane. Last email of the day, and then we only have tweets left. Shane says, "The Sci-Fi Christian continues to break my heart. First, you haven't seen Dragon Slayer, and now we find out y'all have never seen Conan the Barbarian? Conan the Barbarian is a great movie by any standard, co-written and directed by John Milius, whose work you know even if you're not familiar with his name. Seriously, Google John Milius. Are you doing that?
I'm Googling Conan the Barbarian.
No, Google John Milius. Okay. Oliver Stone also did an early version of the script and has a writing credit. This is an epic, high-quality fantasy movie in which interesting themes are explored. It also has great performances by some amazing actors in supporting roles like Max von Sydow and James Earl Jones.
I thought he was going to say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The violence can be graphic at times, and there is some nudity, but if that is not a problem for you, then I
can't. Well, that depends. Is it Arnold? Because that's going to be a problem for me.
If that's not a problem for you, then I can't recommend this movie enough. I also recommend... Sorry, next page. I also recommend checking out the original stories written by Robert E. Howard. The character is very different in these stories than in the movie, but equally good. I was not initially interested in reading them because they were originally published in pulp magazines in the 1930s, and I did not think they would be very good, but I eventually decided to check them out and was pleasantly surprised to discover they are sophisticated and at times beautifully written. That, like the movie, explores themes and philosophical questions about the human condition. They are also entertaining reads. I recommend The Coming of Conan the Cimmerian. All right. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, you can pass on the sequel movie Conan the Destroyer.
Okay.
All right. Shane, actually, that was a pretty
good... good sell.
That was a good sell.
I didn't think there was a chance that I would even be interested, but I'm not saying I'm going to see it, but I was... interested.
I'm maybe a little bit more likely to someday read some of it than I don't see myself watching the film.
Arnold naked,
but
yeah. That is a benefit to books.
What did you find out about Max? Nope, John Milius.
I guess he wrote or at least worked on the screenplay for Apocalypse Now, so that's pretty high criteria. Yeah.
All right. Real Parables tweeted to us somewhere in time. Spoiler. So this is a movie that we mentioned during, I think, the runners-up, but maybe on the list. We made fun of this. It's a time travel movie, and I'd seen this. It's he, like, hypnotizes himself to travel through time.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the end. It's the end of the movie. Spoilers if you don't want to know how Somewhere in Time, which came out in the 70s or so, ends. Christopher Reeves, who was Superman, is the main actor. He pulls a modern coin out of his pocket, breaks his time travel hypnosis, and goes back to his time. It's kind of a sour ending.
Right. Well, not if he gets back to his time.
Well, he fell in love in the past, though.
Oh.
So I don't know, that is a downer.
Doc Brown scenario.
You're right. It is.
Yeah. I think that's probably in every time travel movie scenario.
Real Parables also says he agrees with us about Spider-Man 2, not Amazing Spider-Man 2, but
yeah,
the Spider-Man 2 by Sam Raimi.
You know,
which we both, I guess we should tell the listeners, we both like that one. That's your favorite. And I think it's probably my favorite too.
You know, leaving aside the fact that I'm married, if I ever go back in time, I'm not falling in love with anybody because you don't know if that person's going to turn out to be great, great grandma or not.
Exactly.
That's a dangerous road to go down.
I only have two tweets left, and then that's all the listening feedback.
Okay.
All right, let's do it, and then we'll do the last winner. Jeremy says, love the ending of the countdown today, guys. Do you think counting Lord of the Rings, and just so you guys know, Lord of the Rings as a trilogy won the countdown.
Yeah.
Do you think counting Lord of the Rings as one entity stacked the deck against Empire Strikes Back, which got second place?
No.
Yes, it did.
No way. People would have been using their votes on... all three movies then at that
exactly
point. Yeah, so we so got
more it would have split
there
the vote.
Is no it? I think it would have spread. It would have meant a lot of people voting for Lord of the Ring or Fellowship of the Ring, Two Towers, Return of the King as 1, 2, and 3. I think it could have hurt Empire Strikes Back because people who might have voted for Lord of the Rings first and Empire second, Empire might have wound up being fourth, which would have been a further point drop off.
I see what you're saying, but I actually disagree because I think somebody is more likely to throw a vote towards the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy.
That's true.
Rather than use three of their only 20 votes
yeah
on one series.
Well, that's so, part of why we did it too, because like it's kind of silly to, it is one movie. It's all yeah filmed at once. It's one story. If some people disagree, start your own podcast. Yeah.
It's not a point that I feel like is a big deal. I think Lord of the Rings deserve to get the number one spot, but I think that in, to answer Jeremy's question, in some ways it did stack the deck against some of the other movies that were close. So final feedback, Thomas writes in through Twitter, hey Sci-Fi Christian, great countdown, great episodes, is there an actual list that we can look at? Happy Christmas. And so,
well, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Thomas.
And there will be soon.
Yeah, Ben and I just talked about this today. He has committed to putting that up there. So I'd say, as you're listening to this, within the week, it'll be up.
Well, when's this going up?
Maybe tomorrow.
Oh,
so that's why
don't do it by tomorrow.
But no, I'm saying within the week of the post.
Yeah, but you still have the one we recorded first to put up.
Oh yeah, you're right. I forgot. This is our second episode. Oh yeah, so this is going up late this week. So yeah, it might be up by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah.
I forgot that this isn't the first episode of the night.
Right.
This is the second episode. So
yeah, we're home free then. I'll definitely get it done.
All right. Yeah, so check that out, Thomas, right now on thescifichristian.com. All right. Well, that is all the feedback that wasn't an email or wasn't... Sorry. All the feedback that was an email or was a tweet.
Right.
Everything else was on our Facebook page and on our website, so you can go check out tons of other stuff there. I think it's probably easier to comment there, but because of the abundance, it's harder to maintain that kind of feedback.
Yeah, but
on the show.
I actually prefer when people comment on the website or on Facebook because it's easier to interact with them then.
Oh, I agree. But that I'm just saying,
yeah,
as a reader on these web on these episodes, it's not as fun to read for 2 hours because there's a ton tends to be a ton of comments on Facebook and on the website.
So John Milius, or whoever this guy was, you've seen The Big Lebowski, right?
I have.
He was the basis for the character of Walter Sobchak in The Big Lebowski.
That's the buddy, right?
Yeah, that's John Goodman's character.
Okay, well, that's
wow,
interesting.
Wow, that's pretty good. And he helped co-create the HBO series Rome. Yeah, this wow guy's got he's got a resume. How about that?
All right, are you ready to announce? Wait, which one are we doing now? So we did the movie one. So this is the books.
Oh, yeah, this is books.
So... Oh, man, this is going to be a big story. Just retell the story.
All right. Well, the short version is all your votes got lost.
Tell it right. Well, I mean, that's a short version, but the real version is Ben collected them.
Yeah.
But he saved them on our website.
Right.
Our website had some sort of glitch, which just canceled out that whole survey.
They were gone, and I had them nowhere else.
Right.
So the contest was guess how many books I'm going to read in a year, guess how many Matt's going to read in a year.
And whoever gets closest... we'll get a book from our list of from that last year. So I would send to one person,
yeah,
and Ben would send to one person. By weird coincidence, last year, the same person correctly guessed for both Ben and I, so that guy, Patrick, got
right
two books from us.
So I didn't have any idea who entered or what they had entered or anything like that. It was a complete mess.
But we stand by our contest, and so Ben came up with a strategy to still right. give out a winner.
So I gave people a limited amount of time to write to me at ben@thescifichristian.com and just say, I entered. It was an honor system and whatnot. Yes,
and how many? Just throw it out there. How many would you say you got?
Probably about 10 or so.
Oh, that's more than I thought. I thought there'd be like 2.
If it was 2, they would have just automatically won. Right. So there was enough where I'm not going to send all of you books. I'm not that generous. So what I did is I put everybody in the row in a spreadsheet. So 1 through 10 or however many it was. And so they each had a number then. Like if I put you on row 1, you were number 1.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go to a random number generator. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in. And it just generates a number, and you can select like 1 through 10. Give me one of those numbers. And so I did it just to be extra fair, because it seems a little cheap to lose just on one little random number thing. The first person who had their number brought up 5 times was the winner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the winner was...
Wait.
Or is, I guess... CJ Stunkard.
All right, CJ. So wait, so we just have one winner?
Yeah, just one winner.
And so now we're not doing the books thing then. What are you giving him instead?
I was going to send him a book.
I thought you said you were going to watch something that he wanted you to watch.
No.
Book instead?
Yeah, just send him
a book. So CJ is getting a book from us this year. So he's our one winner.
Right.
Sorry that there's not 2 this year. But this year, Ben's changed the process so he has it collected in his email instead.
In an email, in a spreadsheet. On the website.
Right. So 3 places.
Yeah.
So it is safe, safe, safe.
It's a Trinitarian approach. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
That's great. Yeah. So awesome. So you're going to take care of CJ's book. I'm off the hook for that.
Yeah, I'll take care of CJ.
So then
should I say what book he's getting?
Yeah, tell him.
He's going to get Dante Can Save Your Life.
Oh, that's great. All right. Good.
So if you haven't read The Divine Comedy, CJ, you might want to get on that.
Get started on that. Yeah. All right. And I'll reach out to Brian and Alan and see what they want to do.
Yeah, never say we never did anything for you people.
Yeah, listeners.
We take care of our own.
Anything else we want to cover here on this episode, or should we close this out?
I thought you were going to say, should we close in prayer? Let's just close now.
All right, let's just hit that music.
I don't think we need to close in prayer, do you?
No, not tonight. So, everybody, again, right now, write to ben@thescifichristian.com. Send us your top 20 comic book characters and your top 20 sci-fi characters.
Yeah.
These lists are going to be fun. Every year, the countdowns are one of the highlights of the whole year, so you definitely want to be a part of it.
Right.
Write us today. Well, that's all for here. I'm Ben Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians. Signing off.
Yeah, goodbye. Another countdown in the books.
Just 3 months later.
That's right.
It's more than that. I think it ended in either late November or early December.
Yeah, we better get rolling on the if we're going to have it ready by June.
Yeah.
Because we got to pre-record all those.
It. Yeah, it was. You thought I was too early, but it's right on time.
Way too early, and now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm wondering if we're too late.
All right. Shutting this down. So long, folks.
Yeah.
One more thing. Let's just plug our website that people can donate at. Well, it's not our website.
Right.
It's for the ministry called One Day's Wages. So go to onedayswages.org/thescifichristian. This year, we are encouraging our listeners to go there, donate to the Water Fund, which brings clean waters to places around the world that need it. We've really enjoyed seeing everybody that's been helping out. People are coming up with creative ways to raise money to give to this water fund. It's our big giving campaign.
Yeah.
We have a goal of, Ben, tell everybody.
$5,000.
And I'll check right now and see where we're at. But as of this recording, we are at 815. And as a reminder, that's how much we were at last Tuesday when we recorded.
Oh, don't say that.
No, it's okay.
It would be more encouraging if you said we were at 415 last week.
No.
Because it's been like we've doubled in the last week. We're going strong. But you guys want to be on board with that?
Don't you want to tell people we need help?
No, because then they'll be like, well, nobody else is giving. I'm not going to give either.
Don't think that, guys. If you're thinking no one else is giving, then that's the time to jump in and help out.
It's peer pressure,
man. I know a lot of our listeners, and I'm looking at this list, and there's a lot of you out there that haven't given yet. You know who you are.
That's right.
It's not for us, guys. It's for water fund, people that need clean water.
We only get a 20% kickback on this.
30 max. Yeah, it's not for us.
That'd be pretty awesome, actually.
No, that wouldn't be good. So go donate today, onedayswages.org/thescifichristian.
Right.
All right. So long, folks.
Yeah.